Happy Monday, everybody. Thank you so much, as always, for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. So glad you're back here after a fun weekend, I hope, for you. And it's Monday, so it's a trip report coming your way. And we're heading down to Dallas with listener Lauren. We're talking about a trip from last September. She stayed at Pop Century for one night before Hurricane Dorian got to Central Florida. Then she moved over to the Beach Club. We are talking the best of the best when it comes to dining, when it comes to lounges, when it comes to touring the theme parks, riding the rides with fast passes and experiences with, first time going through Galaxy's Edge. And this trip really does kind of have it all. It's got weather, it's got attractions, it's got resorts, pools. We're going to be talking about it all. So if you're homesick for Walt Disney World, stand by. We've got you squared away. Don't forget today's show brought to you by the great folks over at the Magic for Less Travel. They are a platinum earmarked agency, which means they are the best of the best. They've been recognized by Disney for the great feedback they get from each and every one of their guests and the amount of trips they book every year. They also have amazing, professional, passionate travel agents that can help you plan your next Disney vacation for no cost to you. Check out all the great services they offer you right now over at themagicforless.com. Please also use our Amazon affiliate link. It's the free way to support the Be Our Guest podcast. Just click through brguestpodcast.com/Amazon anytime you shop online, and it really does help support the show. So again, please bookmark it and use it as often as you can. brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. Finally, if you want to support the show during these slower times in travel and get some extra content in your week, like Mike in the Midwest, a little mini podcast for our patrons, just visit patreon.com/beourguestpodcast.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1775 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman, from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and one of the senior agents over at the Magic for Less Travel. Happy Monday to you. Hope you had a great weekend. Man, if you are a sports fan, and we have a sports fan here as we get ready to talk Disney. We've been talking sports more than Disney in the pre-show here, but I'll tell you what. This is like a sports fan's dream come true right now. I mean, I know that we've paid for this, right? I mean, we waited and waited. No sports. We watched the walls in our house. We didn't leave. We played rummy, hands on end. We played backgammon. We played all these games. Now every sport in the world is playing all at the same time. Hockey just finished, but they were playing too. So, hopefully you had a great weekend. You got to spend some time in front of the tube and maybe your favorite team won. Maybe your favorite team lost. I'm not talking about the Cardinals because this show doesn't come out for another 5 days, and I put the curse on them. I bet you the Cubs are into the next round. I'm just going to say that. They're probably into the next round. I'm trying to put the curse, I'm trying to put the hex on them for my good buddy Wade. No, just kidding. All right, today we're going to be talking Disney. That's what we do here. We got a great trip report back to this time last year, back when we thought everything would be like this forever, and we got to do all kinds of fun stuff. So we're going to talk about that today, headed down to Dallas with listener Lauren. Lauren, how you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I am great. So you are a fellow sports fan as well. Love to hear that.
I am.
So what are your rooting interests down there? I mean, is it all Dallas sports? Do you have any like outlier teams that you root for outside of your area?
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, the big four in Dallas, the Mavericks are they're my favorite. Mavericks, the Cowboys, the Stars, RIP to them, yep. But maybe next year. And the Rangers, again, I told Mike earlier, the only team not invited to the postseason, but we are hosting a World Series. So we are technically in the World Series.
It's kind of like having a dinner party, but you're not invited to have dinner. You know, it's kind of rude.
Yeah, we're serving. I am a big fan of the Boston Red Sox. I've got to go up to Fenway and sit right close. I didn't realize how small it was, but if you ever get a chance to go up to Boston to go see Fenway, it was incredible. The smell of that old ballpark, somebody said 100 years of booze and other things in these hallways. So I was a big Peyton Manning fan, so I still have a soft spot in my heart for the Colts and the Broncos.
Underrated actor, Peyton Manning, you think?
DirecTV, we still have DirecTV probably because of him.
I love Peyton Manning. All right, let's talk Disney. Let's get to it. We're going to talk about your trip. It took place last year, first week of September. Lots of fun stuff happened here. You stayed at Pop Century and Beach Club, Pop Century on the very front end. So let's talk about, before we get into this, we've talked about your background with sports and how you're passionate about your Dallas sports, but what about Disney? What's your background with Disney? What has you listened to a podcast, heading to Walt Disney World so often, stuff like that?
So we went to Disney when I was younger, and I think the first time was 95, 96, 97-ish. And so I was probably fifth or sixth grade at that point and like caught the bug. And my mom had bought the unofficial guide to Walt Disney World. And at that point, it was massive. It was huge. And I would just read every single page and I would bookmark and I would ask my grandmother, like, would you want to go on this ride? Because it would have, like, between the ages of 35 and 50, you know, this many people. And so I would check off, okay, Mamaw doesn't get to go on this ride. And or she doesn't get to go on the next trip. But growing up, I was always a Walt Disney movie fan. My favorite movie to this day is Snow White. So grew up watching the old movies. I still even have, like, the old white cassettes. And I asked my five-year-old niece if she knew what this was. She opened it up. She took the tape out and couldn't figure out. I said, well, we used to watch movies like this, Quincy. And she was like, oh, no. No, you didn't. I said, yeah, I know. So I don't know. There was always something about it. And then in 2002, I was with a girlfriend. And she was like, I love what we started talking about it. And she was like, I love Walt Disney World, too. So we planned a trip. It was like my first trip as like an adult, and no, not 2002, probably 2005, 2006. And then I just said, I want to do this and I love it. And I'm not a type A type of person. I'm the worst lawyer in the world. I'm like a type B, but this is my one chance to be, I'm going to plan 6 months in advance, you know, figuring out what I'm going to eat, what restaurants and probably what food I'm going to eat 6 months in advance. I went to Disney World on my honeymoon. I drug my husband there who had never been. And if you ask him how he likes Walt Disney World, he said the golf is incredible.
Nice. You got to find something.
I'll take it.
Yeah.
We were golfing in, he was golfing in January for his honeymoon. We actually walked into Epcot the evening of our honeymoon and realized the Dallas Cowboys had beaten the Detroit Lions to make the postseason. And as we were coming back, that Sunday was the Dez no catch. So there's some Dallas sports sprinkled into the...
Very nice.
There's nothing worse than coming back from your honeymoon and then you hear Dez no catch.
Yeah, sports tend to take, you know, the best of us, and also tends to take the best days of our life and just rip our heart right out of our chest at the same time. So yeah, no.
I'll always know where I was.
Exactly. Now, one other thing I got to throw in there, because you mentioned those old classic VHS tapes that all the classics were on that Paige had, and it's so sad to me when I go down to Walt Disney World now that they've now, like, these things have become so outdated that now they have replicas of them in the gift shop, but now they're notepads or something like that. So, and the novelty is every person my age goes up to them and like, do you know what this is really supposed to be? It was how we watch movies. And every kid's like, what are you talking about? No.
On a notebook?
What are you talking about? Physical media? You click the button. It's right there on Disney Plus. Yeah, it's so... such weird times. All right, speaking of weird times, we're going back to the times when everything was fun. So... tell us about your trip. You guys went the first week of September. Who went with you? And just kind of an overview. Then we'll kind of go day by day with some highlights.
So my best friend lives in Houston, and his name is Steven. And he has a similar history as I do with Disney. Grew up kind of going with his family every few years. So we decided, let's take a week trip. This will be great. Just the two of us. And both of our partners were thumbs up on that. So we went down. I flew to Houston on the 1st of September. And then we left, which was a Sunday. And then we left Orlando on a, whatever that day was, a Saturday.
Cool.
Before that, though, we started realizing that Hurricane Dorian was kind of coming around, and we didn't know how slow Hurricane Dorian was going to be moving at that point. So I called you or emailed you, and I was like, we need to tack on an extra day. We want to get into Orlando. Just, we want to get there. We don't want to worry about, I mean, Stephen lives in Houston, and I lived in Houston for about 5 years. So we both went through a few hurricanes, and just getting out was our main thing. So that's why we tacked on that first day at POP.
Nice. So yeah, I will tell you that back in this time last September, I thought a hurricane was the biggest thing that could happen to me as a travel agent. Because I remember there were a couple cruises canceled. I'm like, oh my gosh, we've lost an entire sailing. We cannot lose an entire sailing. Yeah, okay. The cruise ships have been parked.
Just wait. Yeah,
exactly. God said, hold my beer. Hold my beer. 2020 is coming, buddy. Oh my gosh, too crazy. Okay, so you guys tacked on. You stayed at Pop Century. It looks like I'm just going through your notes, which I really appreciate you, giving me something to go for them here. And so you had a little, your room, when you got your first room, it really wasn't, it looked a little dirty. It looked like they hadn't cleaned it. So you got to get another room and everything was set once you kind of got that. Not a great way to start your trip, though.
No, but I think we really understood this was something that was kind of tacked onto them really.
Yeah.
Really quickly. And the manager on duty at POP was wonderful. He apologized profusely. And we understand. Steven and I was a bartender for 10 years before I started working professionally. And Steven was a server. He's an architect now, was a server in the same restaurant for forever. So we completely understand working in the service industry that it was not their intention to give us a dirty room. Mm-hmm. So we completely understood, and they got us in from the 50s and moved us to the 70s. It was perfectly wonderful after that.
Good. I love when Disney calls it guest recovery. When something bad or unexpected happens, they can make it right as quickly as possible to the guest satisfaction. Happened there. Thumbs up to Disney. And you know, after that, though, from your notes, it looks like you wrapped up your night. Because that arrival day is always kind of weird. Like, do you want to push it, go to a park just for a couple hours, maybe see some fire? Back in the day, go see some fireworks, kind of close out the night at a park late. You can't do that right now. But you guys did exactly what I would try to do. Disney Springs, you're not paying for a ticket. Just go have some. So what'd you guys do over there?
So we got in fairly late. The check-in process was pretty long. So I think we got over to Wine Bar George around 10-ish. And they were about to close because it was a Sunday. So it wasn't a late Saturday night. And we got some charcuterie boards and some cheeses and meats and got a few glasses of wine and just really relaxed. I rarely try to do a park day on the first day. It's just, I have too much anxiety. I don't like to, if we're late, you know, what am I doing? Do I try and push back this? I don't like doing things like that. So, so we had like an extra buffer day. So we just went to Wine Bar George, which was great. We walked around Disney Springs for a little bit. The weather was really nice because the hurricane was coming in again. It was moving so slowly. Mm-hmm. I think even at this point, it was still stuck over the Bahamas or was approaching the Bahamas. But the weather was nice. You know, everything was great. So we went to Wine Bar George, had dinner, got some wine to go, and then sat outside Raglan Road. And they had on the stage outside, they had a band, and there were some wonderful British people, this like huge table of Brits. That just, they were awesome. They loved it. They were playing all this country music and then throwing in some classic rock, and these guys were just eating it up. So it was so much fun.
That's awesome. That's what it's all about. You know, cheers. Let's go. Let's have some fun. Kick off the vacation. Let me ask you this too, before we hop in, because the next day you're going to head over to Beach Club and kind of take a chill day there too. But when you're down there during a circumstance like a hurricane, it's so different than most weather phenomena, because like you say, you like a hurricane, you know it's coming for like 2 weeks. Like it 2 weeks is kind of like a possibility. It's like a rumor. You know, about a week out, it's like, oh, you know, well, it's going to happen. Now, is it going to come over and affect me, or is it going to kind of side skirt me? It's all that, you know, uncertainty. But then, you know, like 48 hours out, you're like, oh, this is going to happen. You know, like it's looking at us, you know. So what's that vibe like throughout the entire, like from the time you arrive till the time like it passes over, just kind of jumping ahead just a little bit as far as this, like What's the feel when you're getting around Walt Disney World? I mean, is it what people are talking about when you hear people at dinner or like in a line for an attraction? Like, what's the feel like being down there during? Because this is a pretty major hurricane.
Yeah, it definitely was. That evening, we didn't see anybody really focused on it. But again, it was late and not sure the Brits were real concerned about what was going on in the Atlantic Ocean at that point. But definitely once we got into the parks, you would see people in line looking at, Let's see the projections. And that's when the projection map first came out. They didn't know if it was going to go up the East Coast or if it was going to go somewhere else. But there was a lot of talk about that. And Stephen was my resident weather guy. Yeah. We brought like a charging block because I was running the My Disney Experience app and he was running the weather app. And so it was, but you could hear people talking about, especially our first day, and I know we'll get to it, was when are they closing the parks? They're closing early. I heard Magic Kingdom was here. I heard this. Oh, now they're extending at this time. So there was lots of chatter.
Yeah, exactly. I was there during Hurricane Charlie, and I mean, this was well before even Twitter. This is how old I am. This was a hurricane before Twitter existed, you know, and you didn't have social media and stuff. But I mean, the thing was, it was just rampant misinformation everywhere. Everybody's like, oh my gosh, you're going to close the parks for a week. You know, I'm like, no, I just drove all this way, 14 hours. I can't close the parks for. And they did close, you know, Animal Kingdom closed because it got most damage and stuff. But it was just like, you just hear this and it gets you. Like, you're anxious, you know, because you're not only anxious. I really wasn't worried about being unsafe. But I was anxious about how it's going to affect, and I hate to say that, but how it's going to affect my vacation plans because this was my one shot that year, you know, and I've been looking forward to it all year and so forth. So it is, I mean, it's an interesting, and I'm a weather nut. So it was, you know, it sounds really dumb to say, but I mean, I always wanted to kind of see what a hurricane was like because we see tornadoes in the Midwest, you know, we see ice storms and all that's, you know, 100 degree temperatures, but that was my only chance, and that's okay. I've done it. Check. I don't need to be another one. All right. So
yeah, they're not fun.
Yeah, exactly. All right. So the next day you moved from Pop. This is actually going to be your first full day of the vacation. You tacked on that Pop day. You moved to Beach, and again, you kind of take a chill day. So walk us through that one.
So we moved from Pop to Beach. We actually, it's kind of a funny story. We took the bus from Pop to Epcot. I don't know why I wasn't thinking this. I had never stayed at an Epcot resort before. And I guess I just wasn't thinking, but I was like, I think we just take the bus from Pop to Epcot and then we can walk through the beach club.
I'm sorry.
No, you can't do that.
I shouldn't laugh, but I'm seeing you guys with like three suitcases going through the beach.
Yeah, they move our bags.
I don't know. I just got that in my mind for a second. Okay, sorry.
Trust me, because I was like, man, I'm so glad we don't have our bags. This has been really embarrassing. We look like we're just walking around. So the guys at Epcot were really wonderful. And of course, I'm trying to talk to them as the attorney, like, look, this is right there. Why can't I just walk there? So we took a bus from Epcot to the Hollywood Studios, got on the Friendship boat, and then went to Yacht and Beach Club. The weather, again, cooled down a lot this day. Again, I live in Dallas, so we have, it's always hot. You know, the other day, a few weeks ago, the heat index was 115, I think.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's not as humid as it is in Houston, but I lived in Houston for forever, so I'm kind of used to the heat, but it was very humid, but it started to cool down because you could feel the wind coming in from the hurricane. And so the Friendship boat was wonderful. We walked on and it was packed at Yacht Beach Club. There were so many evacuees there, but it was wonderful. So I don't have any kids. I have three dogs. And there were all these dogs everywhere. I was like, thumbs up on Hurricane Dorian. This is awesome. Weather's great. We got another day in Disney. We have another buffer day and there's all these dogs. This is wonderful. So we spent the afternoon. We had packed our suitcases and like our backpack. Stephen brought a backpack and we had our suitcases, our swimsuits and our flip flops. We got those on, went down to the pool and then it started pouring rain. Typical, you know.
Yeah.
But I think it was more of a hurricane rain, but because there was no lightning, we didn't have to get out of the pool. So everybody at Stormalong Bay is just floating around the lazy river, and it's pouring. And Stephen and I were at Hurricane Hannah's having lunch, and I was like, well, I guess you don't have to get out. I mean, why get out? I have my tube, and it's going to stop in 30 seconds. I can see the break.
Got to ride out. I've been there. I've done that many times. And I mean, you know, embrace it. What are you going to do? I mean, do you want to go sit up in your... That's the whole thing. It's like you're at Walt Disney World. Do you want to sit in your room and ride out the rain? No. You know, if you... I mean... There's no danger, no lightning.
I mean, and I'm already wet, awesome. So I don't care.
Exactly. That's why I said that. Yeah. I mean, even when I'm in a theme park, like once I get drenched, I'm like, well, I'm not going to get any wetter, you know, so let's ride some rides. All right. So I just want to make sure we get through all this. So you actually, you closed out the night there with dinner at Yachtsman's and then Martha's Vineyard for some drinks. I mean, that's just, again, I say this a lot, you know, take advantage of the stuff that's at your resort. You're paying for that, you know, and that's why you're staying there. Go to those places and some of the best right there at Walt Disney World, anywhere on property.
Oh, for sure. And we saw there was a guy playing acoustic guitar at Martha's Vineyard and played some great Beatles songs. I'm a huge Beatles fan. And so that was a lot of fun.
Nice, nice. All right. So the next day is Tuesday. You guys head over to the studios for your first park day. I got to ask you this philosophically. So you're not a person that has to go to the Magic Kingdom first. That doesn't bother you.
No, this is actually even a, I'm an Epcot first person. So I actually, I mean, Steven is a huge Star Wars fan. So I said, well, I guess I'll relinquish control of this and we'll go to the studios for Galaxy's Edge. I had not seen it at that point. I think it had just opened, I think, not that long before. So we did. We went to the Hollywood Studios. We walked from the Beach Club. It was a really nice walk. I think it took us probably 10, 15 minutes to get there. And we got in and walked through Galaxy's Edge, did Smuggler's Run. Wait was really minimal. Galaxy's Edge, we didn't explore too much because we really wanted to get over Epcot, but we got to see stormtroopers were walking up to people. And I asked a cast member and Galaxy's Edge, I said, where is Smuggler's Run? And she said, I can't tell you. Like, she was so concerned that I was part of the Empire.
Yes, yes. Like, a First Order. Look out.
Yeah. And she's like, you don't know. The stormtroopers might be around. Are you part of the resistance? So everybody was definitely into the whole thing. It was a lot of fun.
That is. And you know what? That was the time. Before, and I love Rise of Resistance. It's a great, it's the best attraction I've ever experienced. But the thing is, it's also the most stressful day now to go to the studios because you're trying to get that boarding group. This was before all that. We didn't even know what was coming our way there with Galaxy's Edge in 2020. So anyway, so, you know, and I like the combination. You guys do Hollywood Studios, then Epcot. So now did you guys walk
through
the studios?
Remember park hopping?
Yeah, I do. I know. Tell me about it. Remember four parks in a day? Yeah, that's a joke.
Yeah.
So did you guys walk to Epcot, or did you guys catch a friendship boat? How'd you get there?
We took a bus.
A bus.
The friendship boat was too slow for us, and we were ready. Stephen and I are Epcot purists. That is our favorite park. Even though we love Walt, and Magic Kingdom should be the park, we think, well, Epcot was his... East Coast Magic Kingdom, because was his baby on the East Coast. So we are Epcot purists, and we are big wine drinkers and love a good beer. So it was 11 o'clock and it was hot. So we said, we gotta, you know, hurry on over. So we went over to the Epcot, had lunch at the Chefs de France, and weather again was cooling down a lot. We had fast passes for Frozen, Soarin', and Live with the Land. We explored a lot of, we did Spaceship Earth, and did some of the innovation stuff and just walked around a lot at that point. And that's when people were really starting to worry about the hurricane, when everybody had their phone up. Where's it going? It was sitting on top of the Bahamas at this point. It was moving very, very slow. And there was concern of if or when it was going to make landfall. Obviously, Orlando was in the middle of the state, so it wasn't going to be too, too bad. But you could see people in line. I remember at Frozen, everybody had the radar map up. Uh-huh. And while we were in line at Frozen, the announcement came out on Twitter that Disney World was going to be closing early. Uh-huh. And I think it was around noon at that point. And Magic Kingdom was going to be closing at 4. I think all the parks at that point were going to be closing at 4. And so we were really bummed. We didn't, that was half of our day was going to be gone. And then word came out a couple of hours later that no, Epcot would be closing at 7, which we were, but everything else would be closing at 4. So we're really excited about it closing later. It did cancel our dinner reservations at the Annapoli. And I was concerned that, was I going to get charged for my credit card? We went up to the host at the Annapoli, and he absolutely assured us, no, you will not be charged because we canceled
your reservation. You missed your pizza.
I did, and Stephen had never eaten. He had never eaten. He had never been to the Annapoli before. So we had to schedule another trip.
Yes, absolutely. Well, it sounds like you did okay this night. So you went over to Tutto Gusto, hella wine. And then you went through France, I guess, on the way out, at the back door there, grabbed some wine to take back, and you ended up Martha's Vineyard again. So, I mean, you know what? Like, if you have to be in a hurricane, at least you're hurricaning in style is what I would say.
Well, Stephen always said, he was born and raised in Houston and lives there still. And so he's prepared. There are certain things that we prepare for a hurricane. He was in Hurricane Harvey, where around his area was completely destroyed. And I said, well, do you have enough wine? He said, absolutely. We got the shipment in a couple of weeks ago. We can prepare. It's not a tornado, right? You know, we have tornadoes here in Dallas too. That's right. So you have seconds to prepare for those. But so we knew, let's just get some wine and then let's go back to Martha's Vineyard.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you can't, like I tell people, I know that it's because, again, it's hard for me to follow my own advice. A lot of times I'm down there, I get stressed out about things. But the thing is, like, that's out of your control. You know what? Just if you got to go back to your room, make the best of it, and hopefully the sun will come up tomorrow and we can have more fun, which just sounds like it did for you guys. So it looks like the hurricane kind of cleared out. This is a Wednesday. So right in the middle of your week, you guys finally head to the Magic Kingdom.
We finally went to the Magic Kingdom.
So what was the highlights there? I mean, because it's a year ago, like, what still stands out? What'd you guys do?
I think what stands out the most, besides it was very humid, the heat came back, so which is fine. The crowds were low in the morning. We had breakfast at the Starbucks there on Main Street. This was a time that Steve and I were like, let's do everything. Let's try and do as much as we can. So we did. Besides having our fast passes for Snow White, Space Mountain, and Big Thunder. Splash was closed at this time, but we did Pirates. We did Peter Pan. And a funny story about Peter Pan, there was a family of 5 in front of us. And the parents went on the first, so 2 parents and 3 kids. The parents went on the first, little boat. And then we were standing behind the 3 kids. And they were younger, probably under 8. And the cast member said, okay, mom and dad with the kids. And Steve and I are like, not our kids. These are not our children. And please don't make them ride with us. Because as the attorney, all I can think is like,
no kidding.
No.
Former teacher too. Like, no.
liability, no. And so they had to wait for their parents to come back. And so we got to get on one ride earlier, but Steve and I are like, no, these are not our children. Please don't give us these kids.
They took off without their kids. Literally
they
took off in a pirate
ship.
They're
like, look at these suckers back here.
Like, let's let that bargain. Okay, we're clear. Let's go. That's so sad.
Quiet time.
Exactly. I hope they enjoyed that, 2 minutes and 30 seconds. That was probably the most peaceful they had the whole trip.
And then they got to ride on it again because they were too young. The kids were too young to ride by themselves. So the parents got to ride again. I was like, this is genius.
That is genius. Not everybody's going to be doing this. Great. It'll be a blog article in a week.
Exactly. So we did Haunted Mansion a couple times. We did, oh goodness, I did the Barnstormer for the first time. Steven loved that ride when he was younger. And I don't know what I think of it because it was so short that it was done before I was before I realized it. But it was cute. We did, goodness, we did the People Mover, which is a bummer now that it's closed. Yeah. So I'm glad we got to do it while it was there. We did Space. We did Buzz Lightyear. We did lots of like shopping too. We would kind of walk around into some of the stores, and so that day was a lot of fun. Then we went for lunch. We left in the middle of the day when the parade started and went on a mini monorail pub crawl. So we started the Wave and had some tacos at the Wave, and we talked football with the bartender there. I think he was a Skins fan or the Washington football team.
Yeah, exactly. It's the Washington football team. Let's get this right.
The Washington football team fan. And we talked a lot about Jerry Jones and the Cowboys and whatnot. So then we made our way over to the Poly and did Trader Sam's and Tambu Lounge and had a beer flight, and then got a Dole Whip with the rum shot on top, and sat outside on the pool deck, and the weather was cooling down a little bit at that point. Then we moved over back to the Contemporary and had dinner at California Grill.
It's like a perfect day. Holy smokes. Like, I'm looking at this, I'm like, what, how do you improve this? You don't, you just don't.
Yeah. The lounge, Misner's Lounge, had closed at the Grand Floridian. So the new bar wasn't open yet. So we didn't go there, but it was a perfect day for foodies and winos like us. And so it was wonderful. The food at Cali was, I mean, Steve and I still are like, that was the best sushi we've ever had. And the best wine. We're not big California wines, but if you like a good California wine, it is the best on property.
Very nice. Yeah. I've still never been there. It's one of the few places I haven't been, just because my family doesn't eat a lot of fancy foods. So I was there once for a media event, but it wasn't like the restaurant. So yeah, it's beautiful up there though. And every person that I talk to that goes there, I mean, my buddy Scott goes there every trip. Pam Forrester goes there multiple times. It's her favorite place on property. Everybody raves every time too. It's not like, oh, well, they had an off night. Like, I never even hear that there. So good reviews.
The Sonoma goat cheese and the tomato broth is, It's a Sonoma goat cheese ravioli and tomato broth. And I told Steve, I was like, I want 17 of these. I don't think I should get that.
But see, if I told my wife that's what we're going to have, she'd be like, let's just go to Casey's. We're so from Missouri.
You want cheese pasta? That's a mozzarella stick.
We could get that. We have a chef, Chef Boyardee. You know, that's where we get our stuff from. Now, you guys also, it looks like, and again, let's go back to the old days of 2019, but you guys went to California Grill, but then you went back, and I got to see Happily Ever After. And what I love doing, and this is what I really do miss, there's a lot of great things about right now, but the thing I miss is fireworks, and then like your last hour in the park, man, where it's like you're on house money. You're just riding whatever you can.
Oh, yeah.
It's dark. So you guys got to do some of that too.
Yeah. So we left California Grill and got back to the Magic Kingdom about an hour and a half before the fireworks started. We went on Space Mountain and then got our spot, and the weather cooled down a little bit. We saw the fireworks. They were incredible. I've seen Happily Ever After a couple of times before from previous trips. Steven had never seen them. He really wanted to, he wanted me to kind of show him before we went on the trip, the projections. And I was like, Steven, no,
yeah,
I can't, I can show you the projections, but I don't know how they work. Like, I don't see a projector in the air. There's something that I can't figure out, and I don't want to figure out. And I looked over him at one point, and his jaw wasn't dropped, but it was definitely eyes were wide, mouth open, just like, what in the world is, how, you know, yeah, how are you doing this? The one bad side though, because the hurricane was still blowing, Tinkerbell did not fly.
If that was our biggest worry right now.
Ruined trip, I know, yeah. So again, just wait, 2020 will come and Tinkerbell won't be flying.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly. We just, We just hope Tinkerbell's still with the company. That's all I'm saying. I hate to say it. It's terrible. So you guys got to do that. Now, the next day, you did another park hopping day. So you started off at the studios again. This is a Thursday. Also went to Epcot. But it looks like you you had lunch over at the studio. So walk us through the first half of the day over at the studios.
Yeah. So we got to the studios. We did Smuggler's Run. When we first went in, then we did Slinky Dog and Midway Mania. We had a fast pass for Slinky Dog. Then we went over to Hollywood Boulevard and did Tower of Terror and Rock and Roller Coaster. We did Terror 3 times, I think. I was talking to Steven last night about this, trying to finalize notes. We did Rock and Roller Coaster twice and Tower theme 3 times. Tower of Terror is our favorite ride.
Oof, I can do it once. I could do Rock and Roller Coaster 3 times, but not Tower. Like once and I'm that check please. I'm done.
We love it. We are convinced that they should build a resort in the back of Tower.
That would be cool.
Kind of like the Galaxy's Edge resort I've heard about.
Yeah.
That, you know, it has 10 rooms and it's all 1920s theme. We love anytime on Deep Park Radio or Magic Moments Radio when that Tower of Terror music comes on. It's the only line that we're like, yeah, you can leave the kids with us. We'll watch them while you go and then come back.
You need to talk to those parents at Peter Pan and be like, okay.
I know. I don't know where they were, but they weren't in front of us now. We love everything about that ride. So we are definitely like, get on the ride, get off the ride, get back on the ride. Let's run around or let's check, run over there and check this, you know, see what Rock and Roller Coaster is. And, you know, then we'll come back. So we did a lot of that. And we had lunch at Brown Derby around 1. We split the Cobb salad and had an appetizer. And we will be back to Brown Derby every single time. It was so good.
It's another place I haven't been. And everybody, again, raves about the food. But it's one of those things that I'm always drawn to the eye candy, you know what I'm saying? Like the 50s primetime, the sci-fi, you know, it's got to have some kind of gimmick. And to me, like the Brown Derby, I'm going to go there because I've just been too many good reviews. But the thing is, like, it just doesn't have that popping, you know, it doesn't have that draw, you know, like, oh, you're going to be part of the show at 50s or you're going to be in a drive-in. Did you feel that? I mean, was it one of your first times there or how'd you land there?
No, my husband and I went there when we went on our honeymoon. And I did not have the Cobb salad at that point. We got married in 2015, so I've eaten too many meals at Disney World to remember what I had in 2015, it was really good. And Stephen and I are kind of foodies and we like a good glass of wine or a good cocktail. And so, that is a good place, I think, for that. And we also, Stephen and I don't have kids, so we do kind of like to outprice children. But there is something really weird. I told him, I said, there's something about being at Walt Disney World, even at the Magic Kingdom, where I just don't hear the kids that much. They have to be throwing a massive fit because my tolerance for children is fairly low, even though I have two nieces and 2 nephews. And I've taken my oldest niece on her own trip to Disney World and I'm taking my oldest nephew. He was supposed to go this past week, but we canceled it. And there's just something that I don't hear them whining or crying. I don't know. I don't hear it. But
you have a gift.
Maybe I do. My mother was a teacher for 25 years, so maybe I just learned to like ignore that. It was passed down, inherited. But I just don't hear them just screaming. And when I do, I just am like, all right, well, it's time to go, you know, leave or whatever. So, but we do try and kind of outprice the kids because I don't want my trip to be ruined by a kid that is not having a good time. It's not their fault.
That's what I tell parents is that, you know, working with kids my entire life and professionally is that, you know, and this is true of adults. I mean, just as much as kids, it's like Walt Disney World is so like overstimulating. I mean, you're constantly like, it smells, it sights, it sounds. I mean, you know, you're always like, you're surrounded with every sense is like being overwhelmed constantly. Yeah, it's a wonder. That's why you see kids and adults both melt down. Well, this world, seriously. I mean, you just never get that like decompression time unless you go back to your room. And the problem is everybody's so amped up and you have such limited time when you're down there. You don't want to go back to the room for an hour to kind of decompress.
Yeah, and I get it. I mean, I've seen people, yeah, you know, we spent a lot of money, we're going to have fun, and you'll have fun. Just take a second or yeah. So we had lunch at Brown Derby, and then we did some more, probably went back to Tower of Terror, did some shopping there, and then we went and had a drink at Tune In Lounge, which is great. I needed to charge my phone too, but we wanted to get another small little snack before we went over to Epcot. So we did that, and then we left and went over to Epcot.
So when you got to Epcot, though, according to the notes, you did one of the coolest things I've ever done. Again, can't do it anymore just because elimination isn't around, but we did a big group of us, Pam's family, Jocelyn, you know, other friends, Scott and his family, we all got together and we did the Illuminations dining package at Rose and Crown. That was super cool. I mean, especially for somebody, we knew that the time was ticking on Illuminations. It was going away shortly. We did it about the same time you did. I was there the weekend, the Skyliner opened and Galaxy's Edge and all that stuff. And it was just one of those things, like I loved Illuminations so much that it was nice to have this opportunity to really properly, it sounds so dumb for a fireworks show now that I'm saying it out loud, but like to have a proper goodbye to my favorite fireworks show that had been with me for more than a decade. And I loved it. Right. I still do. And I really enjoyed that experience. And I hope, and I'm sure Disney will bring these back ASAP with like Harmonious. I'm sure that's going to happen.
Yeah. It Illuminations was my favorite as well. So I was glad because it was just Steve and myself, we get to sit right on the water. We had a great unobstructed view. There was nothing on top of us, no canopy or anything. We thought the price was really good per person, especially because the alcohol was unlimited. And so I thought, well, now I'm going to make my money back and don't do that. I eventually was like, I can't. but our server, I don't think I've ever had bad service at Walt Disney World, but the servers at Rose and Crown are just so wonderful. Every trip that I go, this is going to be my trip that I have coming up in about 2 months. It's the first time that we're not going to do Rose and Crown. We're trying to try other things because everything is shut down. But Rose and Crown is incredible. Food was great. The options were wonderful for the dining package. So
yeah, it's a great.
Even when it comes back, I suggest it.
Absolutely. All right. So the next day is a Friday. It's your last day in the park. You guys. Probably like everybody, you know, our Animal Kingdom lovers, like, hey, you're going to get to Animal Kingdom. It's kind of, I hate to say, I usually go to Animal Kingdom as my fourth park, too. Not that I don't have fun over there, but it's just like I'm drawn to the other three first. So walk us through your day over at Animal Kingdom.
So we wanted to get there really early. I love Flight of Passage. I told Stephen how wonderful it was. And so Stephen and I are not big morning people, but we will be if we have to be. I mean, when dining comes around, I am up. At 15 minutes before and I'm not a morning person, but I can get there. I can, you know, we got our clothes laid out the night before. And so we got up really early. We were there at Rope Drop. We did Flight of Passage. And when we walked off the ride, Steven's face was like, what did I just go on? He said, that was the most incredible thing I've ever experienced. So I said, well, we have a fast pass for it. He's like, oh, thank God. So we ran over and did Navi River. I had never done that one. It was wonderful. I thought it was, especially like it was not in the middle of the day. It was early in the morning, but in the middle of the day, that would be a wonderful like break.
Yes.
From even the line is all at least shaded. Mm-hmm. So you're not scorched in that sun. And then we did Dinosaur, although Steven still calls it Countdown to Extinction.
There you go. I like it. I like Steven. That's exactly right. That's what it's called.
we will fight about that. And I'll say, that's what it's called. No, he's like, well, that's what I'm going to call
it. It is. Yeah, I call it CTX. There you go. That's what it was on the soundtrack. Yes.
Yes. We did Expedition Everest. Expedition Everest, we had a fast pass for it. It was also shut down for a while. So we did that a couple of times. We had a fast pass for Kilimanjaro Safari. We kind of walked around, did some shopping, and we had lunch at Nomad's Lounge.
Nice.
And they have some great... I tend to eat plant-based or vegetarian if and when I can, and Nomad's Lounge has a great, like, vegetarian meal options. And they have some really good ones now, but this was a year ago. And so their veggie sliders are really good. They have some great African beers. So we did that for a little bit, and then we went to Chico, or went over to Animal Kingdom Lodge for dinner.
So this is where, when I saw the notes, I was a little confused there, because it said that you took a quick nap in the lobby, and I'm trying to like go down the timeline. Okay, which lot? What Nomad Lounge? Like, because there's couches on the back on the like patio. I was like, oh, it must have been over at Animal. That's a great place to take a quick catch a little, you know, 20 minutes of, you know, shut eye over there. I've done that myself. But you guys were getting ready to have dinner at Chico. I mean, this is to me, you know, because you're well, it gets better though. We'll talk about that in a second. But you really did the last night right. I'm just saying. But the thing is, like, as your trip winds down, I've told so many guests this, and just friends that are going to, you know, like other teachers. When you teach, all the teachers love going to Disney, but they don't necessarily have, they don't know what they're getting into. And I always tell them, have something at the end of your trip to look forward to, whether it's a tour, fireworks dessert party, you know, like your favorite meal, you know, because it makes the end of the trip less depressing. And it looks like you guys really went out with a bang. So walk us through that last night, because it looks really cool.
So no, we did not take a nap in Nomad's Lounge. As a bartender in Texas for 10 years, you will get kicked out for doing that. I do not know the laws in Florida.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just like, I hope that didn't happen, but I don't know.
No, we did not. So we went over to Chico, or to Animal Kingdom Lodge, fairly early. And the bar at Chico opens an hour before Chico opens. And so I think we were there about 3. And Steve and I just sat down, and the weather was a little warm that day, so we were a little tired, and so we both just kind of dozed off for like 10, 15 minutes, and then we had all this energy. Yep. So we're pumped, we're ready to go. I mean, we're old, you know, I'll be 36 on Friday, so, and Steven's a lot younger than me, he's probably 34, but it's just, you just sometimes need that 15 minutes to kind of recharge. And so then we went over to the pool bar outside of Animal Kingdom Lodge, got a beer, came back inside, went to the Animal Kingdom gift shop, which is one of my favorites.
Oh, it's awesome.
On property.
Yes. Yeah, I agree. Yeah. Yes.
Beach Club has my heart, but I do not like that gift shop. It's very basic.
It is.
Animal Kingdom Lodge is wonderful. And so when we had dinner reservations at 5 at Chico, which is really early for Steven and myself to be eating. I'll talk to Steven probably every other night till about 1 a.m. So we eat late.
Yeah.
So we had dinner at Chico. I had the scallops. I think Steven had the lamb, and he was like, this is incredible. I mean, it was like cutting into butter, that lamb. It looked incredible. Had a really nice Shiraz from South Africa. And then we really decided, Steven was like, I want to go back to California Grill.
I can't believe, okay, and this is what's cracking me up, because you're at Chico, which is one of the finest restaurants on property, and you're like, well, you know what would be really cool?
Let's do it.
Let's go back to California Grill. Like the other one, that is so, this is what I love about Disney, because stuff like this happens at Disney.
Yeah, because Steven said he wanted to go back to see the fireworks at Magic Kingdom, and that they were having the Halloween party, and I said, well, we can't do that, but we can see the fireworks from Cali. And he's like, let's do it. So I pull up the app, and there's a dinner, I think at 9:45. And I'm like, okay, let's, you know, we got to get over. We got to figure out how to get to Magic Kingdom. We hung around Chico for a little bit more. Had the bottle of wine, kind of walked around. We walked outside to see the Savannah. Everything was wonderful. And then we took the bus from Animal Kingdom Lodge to Magic Kingdom, and then got on the monorail to get to California Grill. they let us go up early, and we had the same bartender that we had. Steve and I are bar sitters, so I think Pam and I would get along really well.
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah, you're definitely going to run into Pam at some point.
Well, she made my heart so happy the other day on the show that I was listening to that she said that the California Grill bar was open. I text Steve and I'm like, the bar is open, so we'll be good. We don't like sitting two of us at a table when a table for four could sit there. Yeah, you know, we were servers for years. So we got there, we walked around the contemporary gift shops, which I do like those as well. Yes. I got Steven a couple of coffee mugs. He is obsessed with Disney coffee mugs, so I got him those. And then we went upstairs and had dinner at California. We had dessert and some sushi again because we had just eaten.
Taco Bell used to call it fourth meal. Just kidding.
Yes. The fourth meal, pretty much. And then we went outside and watched the Hallowishes and everything that was going on. So, and then that was the end. We were like, we have got to go.
Well, I mean, that makes it easy, though, too, because the next day, obviously, you're just getting up, you're going to the airport and heading back. But it really does. I mean, it makes you feel kind of like, it's hard to describe it, you know, fulfilled or successful on the trip. Like, okay, we brought it to a conclusion. We're not like leaving something like, oh man, we didn't, you know, because I've done that many times where at the last, you know, like the last day, I'll be like, oh, we should have. And then you just can't get to it. And then you're going home on the airplane like, dang, you know, I wish I'd had that one more meal or I missed that favorite snack. How'd I do that? It sounds like you guys really kind of left with no regrets. Like you just, you know, you took your time. You didn't kill yourself, it sounds like, as far as trying to do everything at every park, but you still did a lot in the stuff, especially focused on the stuff you guys really like.
Yeah, for sure. And we definitely said we want, you know, we decided at least, I've told my nieces and nephews that I will take them when they turn 7. They'll each get to go on their own trip by themselves with me. And it will be kind of designed to them. So every other year, Steve and I would go on our own trip together. And so we knew, like, look, I tell my nieces and nephews all the time, we can always come back. Mm-hmm. It's not going anywhere. Now, 2020 happened, so I can't say that with
you. Just said that. I have to go back and edit now. No, just kidding.
Let's put a pin in that.
Yeah, let's know.
You know, it's not going to go anywhere. Yeah, and right. it, you know, Disney's so wonderful about being innovative, and they'll figure it out. They will say, well, we don't have this anymore, but this is what we have now. Mm-hmm. And yeah, we ate really well. That's what we like to do. And we decided on the plane, like, yep, we're going to go back at some point. And then our friend Jess, she was looking at our pictures and was like, and she's never been to Disney World. She's been to Disneyland once. And she's like, let's go now. And yes. I'm like, no, we have to go 6 months from now because we want to go to California Grill.
I hope Jess knows that she's going with you guys. Like, she's going to get the A+ Walt Disney World experience. You know, like
she does.
I think that's the best thing. Like, you know, if you're somebody that doesn't know the ropes, if you can go with somebody that has been there, done that, and knows exactly what they're doing, that is such a. But you know what? It's going to spoil her. You know, like she's going to see the best of the best on that trip. Kind of as we wrap this up, because I wanted to ask you this, and I usually ask, like, what did you learn? What would you share with people? But let me ask you this, because we have a unique situation here. We talked about this trip from last September. You're going in November, and so much has changed. You know, we joked about it. We talked about it throughout the show. But, like, what are your plans? Like, what are you looking to do differently? Are you looking to embrace something with the current situation? Is there something that's kind of tugging on you that's missing? I mean, what are your feelings going into a trip, like you say, like 2 months from now, and knowing how things are so much different than the trip we just talked about?
You know, I think what I've tried to learn from anything is I can only control what's in my own control. I mean, I got an email from you the other day that was like, just got the call from Disney. Beach Club is still closed. I'm like, well, I had no idea Beach Club was closed. Yeah. But you know what? Like, not only did you handle it, they're not moving me to
sports
movies. Yeah. we're going
you're
to the
sports
yacht club.
You're sports, but they're like, you're Dallas, you like sports, or we're all-star sports. It's good. They're not doing that.
If I'm in the Luka Doncic room, then that's okay. But other than that, I don't want to, I want to be, so they're going to take us to, we're moving to Yacht Club. Is that what I wanted? No, but so much of 2020, I hope what people have kind of learned is to say it we're not kind of guaranteed those things. Yes. I'm bummed I mean, we got into some great restaurants. What Steve and I have tried to embrace, and we've spent countless hours on FaceTime saying we want, because originally our trip was planned for May. And I got up and did dining, and we got everything. We got Chico, we got Rose and Crown's, you know, dining package. We had this. And we talked about for a while, like, when are we going to call the trip off? When are we going to move the trip? Yep. And we've just embraced going to places we haven't been before. We've never been to Le Cellier, so we're going to Le Cellier. We've never been to Tetto Italiano. We're going there. You know, no, we don't get to go to Mr. Paul, which we had never been to, but we get to try other places. And what's great is that our co-traveler, Jess, has never been. And she's like, I don't know what to expect.
Yeah, she's like, just tell me where we're going. You know, that's yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
But kind of going back to the fireworks thing, where you're saying it's weird to talk about a fireworks show, was like, the fireworks aren't going to be there. And she's like, they're just fireworks. I'm like, you don't understand.
Yeah, they're not. You say they're just fireworks. They're just fireworks in your town on the 4th of July.
Yes. Totally. But they are just a fireworks show.
Oh, but I miss
what's so important is, like, you know, the fun part about the fireworks is getting, I mean, especially when we took my youngest or oldest niece, Kennedy, and she was sitting on her Uncle B, my husband's shoulders, and had tears coming down her eyes, because that, it's not the fireworks, it's that.
It's the moment, yeah.
Right, you know, and her favorite thing when we took her in January of 2018 is our server at Rose and Crown, we had the Illumination starting package, came up to her, and Kennedy's very shy, and the server said, Mickey is running late, and he needs you to start the fireworks show. And she had like a light, some sort of thing, and she pushed a button, and that's when the thing came out, and everybody around her went, wow, you know, she was 8, and it's not the fireworks. It's that part.
It's that you're in a, you know, that's such a great point. It's a great way to wrap up the show, because what Walt Disney World does best, like you say, it's not the pyrotechnics. It's the environment they put you in to appreciate the small things. Like you say, you know, like I appreciate, you know, seeing, you know, my wife having her arm around my 22-year-old daughter, you know, like she's away at school all the time. You know, we're not together that much, but when you got that, you know, 10-minute fireworks show, it's not the fireworks, but it's just that, you know, I know my wife thinks back, if there's a part with Ariel on the castle, she thinks back to the times we would drive from St. Louis to Florida overnight, and we'd have speaking of VHS tapes, we'd have that old VCR, like, you know, thing that would hang on the back of the seat, and she would just play that tape over and over. And how many more Ariels till we get to, you know, Walt Disney World? Now she's a grown woman, you know, so it is. It facilitates these opportunities to really embrace the important stuff. That's so well said. And I'm glad you got that. That's a great moment. It's, you know what? With all the stuff that's been happening with the cast members, it's so sad, all the layoffs and stuff. And again, my heart goes out to all the cast members. I know it's really tough. But this is what the cast members do. And you know what? Mm-hmm. They do this all the time. We don't hear about these stories all the time. But that cast member took, you know, she could have just delivered the food and, you know, had excellent service there. But she made a moment you'll never forget for the rest of your life.
No, and Kennedy never will either. And, you know, I think it's about, that's the part that I hope Disney doesn't miss. And I know that it won't. I know Disney, you know, this is a really crazy time for everybody in 2020. And once we figure out how to navigate this, whether we're wearing masks or we're you know, if and when a vaccine comes and we're all getting healthy and staying safe, that Disney is nothing but about bringing happiness to families and people, and whatever the family shape may be. It could be Steven or myself or my husband and my nephew, or a family of 8, or the family of the parents who left their kids with us, whatever family, they'll figure it out. And I know they will.
Except for the Peter Pan family. They're just, yeah.
Yeah.
They're out of luck.
Well, they were trying to stay with her. Disney's,
Disney's really not trying to make those kind of moments, like the leave your kid behind moments. But other than that, yeah, it's a pretty good job. No, Laura, I appreciate you coming on the show, taking the time. A little bit long. But I didn't want to end this one.
I'm sorry.
I could have kept going. This is great stuff. This is why I love this. Like I told you earlier today, this is the best part of my day. This is why I get to just have fun and podcast. And it's what I love to do. So thanks for coming. I know you got a trip coming up. So best wishes on that. We'll have to connect after that one and see how it goes for especially for Jess, because I love hearing first timer stories.
For sure. All right, Mike.
All right. Don't forget, today's show is always brought to you by the great folks over at the Magic for Less Travel. Check them out when it comes time to head to your next Disney destination. We sure appreciate that, to see all their free services they offer you over at themagicforless.com. Please also support the show with our Amazon affiliate link, brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. Get all your Prime benefits. Cost you nothing extra. Just click through brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. And finally, for some extra content in your week, like Mike in the Midwest, a fun little mini podcast that comes out every Thursday for our patrons, just visit patreon.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. Give us a follow on the social media, Instagram and Twitter at BeOurGuestMike. We're on Facebook and YouTube to search for the Be Our Guest Podcast, and come join the chat on Discord. I know it sounds confusing. It's called the Discord server. It's just an old school chat room where we all hang out 24/7, people dropping in from over in England, you know, in the middle of the night when it's, you know, time differences, people in Australia. It's going all the time because of that. So just drop in. Just go to brguestpodcast.com and click on the Discord button, and we'll see you over there in the chat. All right, time to get out of here. We'll be back again on Wednesday with more of your listener questions. So for Lauren down in Dallas, this is Mike here cheering on the Mizzou Tigers. And until we see you again, stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at brguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.